attraction's called Return of the Unknown. It's called that because of the Return of the Unknown Warrior to Dover Marine Station. But it's also called that because it's been very much for the Marlowe about exploring unknown Kentish stories. And there are key stories from across Kent that we portray in the production. But also we wanted to shine a light on the stories of all those men and women who took part in the conflict that we just don't know about, that we don't know what they did. We all, if we go back, have a relative that was involved in the conflict in some way. And talking to people, it was clear that a lot of people had spent a lot of time researching that and that those stories were really important, but they weren't shared. And that's what we've set out to do. We're going to create a large exhibition at the beginning of the foyer. So it's one of the first things people see when they come into the venue that just tells the story of all those unknown men and women from Kent. So what we'd want to do is simply ask people who live in Kent to send in stories about their relatives. It could be they might have a lot of information or they might only know two sentences of information. It doesn't matter. They might have pictures. They might just have a picture of that person's grave because they've researched it and visited it. Whatever people have, we're just simply asking them to share it with us and then we can share it with our audiences who come into that venue, and it seems a lovely way to remember all those unknown people.